Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Game Day here at Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have 1 hour to turn a humble idea into a movie or a TV show of interminable quality. Hi, I'm your host, Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Crush, writer blood, the orc screenwriter from the orc team. I'm Will.
I'm Matt Arnold. I'm a writer and director.
I'm Will Air Conditioning Campos. We got that AC on?
It feels so good, everybody. Hey, everybody, tweet us if you don't mind, if you like my comfort and don't mind the slight sound of air conditioning during this segment.
You know what the best part about the modern day is? I can turn the air conditioning off with my app.
I'm watching.
Ready?
It
three,
go
two,
down.
One. And there it is. And good audio quality resumes once again. This week, ladies and gentlemen, we hit the gridiron. Well, I guess they don't call it the gridiron, do they? Or maybe they do call it
the gridiron. They call it the blood iron, orc boy.
Blood bowl. Or as I like to call it, fantasy football.
I think it might be time for our second edition of Matt Explains Things to Moms.
Ooh,
although maybe Matt should explain things to dads this week, since, you know, it is like dad, you know, dads stereotypically the ones who like NFL a little bit more. And maybe we're trying to get our dads into Blood Bowl this week.
Hold on. Okay. Let me get the blues riff going.
Yeah, to all the dads out there, but specifically Mr. Campos. Hi, how are you doing? Nice to see you again. You've probably heard of the Super Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Frito-Lay's Nacho Chip Bowl or whatever, but you might not have heard of Blood Bowl. So let me tell you a story about a little-known company called Games Workshop. They were founded in Nottingham, England in 1975, and they brought Dungeons & Dragons to Britain, and they became very successful, and they said, we should do our own thing. So they created this world called Warhammer, which is a big fantasy world full of orcs and humans and a whole bunch of different races that are constantly at war, hence the Warhammer universe. And as they started making money, they said, you know what? We should bring our love of sports, because as you know, most Dungeons & Dragons players are very big into sports.
Huge into sports.
Into sports. And with their success in America and England, they said, let's make a sport that combines the best parts of American football and rugby. But let's put our little orcs and humans in there. So that's what it is. They took the world of Warhammer and put it into a sport that's kind of like a combination of rugby and football, except that you can also kill each other.
That sounds like a good Monday night after my NFL game is done.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Will's dad, I guess.
Mr. Campos. That is the world of Blood Bowl. It is a fantasy football game set in the world of Games Workshop's Warhammer universe. And each team is usually, they're not the most diverse or, they're pretty prejudiced in Warhammer world. So pretty much every team is of one race. The elves stick with elves and the orcs stick with orcs. And yeah, anyway, so... Let's
okay.
get into it.
All right, so basically we've got, it's Lord of the Rings meets football with gory kills and stuff
yeah,
like
so
that.
Yeah, so I was thinking right away was like, again, I don't really know, for those that don't know, I don't know much about Warhammer. I've gotten into mini painting, I just kind of started dabbling into the world of Warhammer, so I'm not that up to date with the lore, especially since, for those that don't know, Warhammer also essentially shifted their entire lore. There was Warhammer Fantasy, now they've done Age of Sigmar. So they've also essentially redone their whole lore. But I was going to get to is maybe this is a world where they're just tired of all the violence. And you know how like back
in the day... That doesn't sound like Warhammer to me.
You know like in that scene in that famous and that very, very good movie Troy that everybody talks about still?
I love Troy.
They do the thing where they like send their heroes to fight, right? Rather than like all the armies. It's like a million people. It's like, well, rather than us, you know, 200,000 of us dying, why don't we just put, you know, our two best heroes, Achilles and Superman, into the ring? And then
yeah,
we'll
Achilles
see
fought Superman. Yeah. Do you remember that chapter?
I do.
Maybe they're just like, I mean, obviously they like blood. Like they have to satisfy their various, the plebeians' desire for blood on the field. But they've gotten tired of killing, you know, all their people.
I'm seeing
it's like things are settled the blood of the battlefield with their mightiest heroes.
Can I jump in real quick? I'm a little confused about Warhammer.
Yeah.
What is the right age to teach your kids about Warhammer?
How to talk to your kids.
So,
what we talk about when we talk
I know
about
there's
Warhammer.
Like, so Warhammer, again, it's like this alternate, it's like a sort of like edgy, it's like a kind of like more sort of tongue-in-cheek, super juvenile version of a fantasy universe where everything's a bit over the top and there's a sort of satirical edge to it. It's like Paul Verhoeven's Lord of the Rings, essentially.
It's a little bit of that. That's a little bit more 40K, is a little bit more satirical, but...
I mean, it's football, so it's like... Bowl is definitely, like I said, sort of tongue-in-cheek. Here's my question is, like, I know in the future they're, like, all from different planets and stuff.
Yes.
Are they all on one planet?
They're all on one planet.
Okay, so this isn't, like, an intergalactic thing.
No,
there's some planet that they're all on.
No, and the lore is pretty similar to, I mean, they essentially took from Lord of the Rings, like everybody, and Robert E. Howard in terms of,
it's like, it's like Lord of the Rings with bigger shoulders.
Yeah. And there are, I mean, there are, you know, there's the classic, there's like the, especially in Age of Sigmar, there's like the elder gods, races are broken up into, they essentially worship either chaos, order, death, and I forget the last one. So like, you know, there's like the various gods, and they you know, they pray to, and they all have their own self-interest, they all have their own story. You know, the Deepkin, which are the race I'm painting, are underwater elves that were
you're wondering why they don't play football.
Well, they're underwater, but they can come out to the mainland, and they bring the essence of the ocean around with them, kind of like a hazy fog, which allows them to move super quickly, but everybody else moves super slowly. It's very cool.
Sounds
it's like the mist.
Sounds like you just get a lot of delay of games due to the weather.
It's pretty dope. But their story's pretty cool, because like they were I was like, stop talking about your Deepkin. But like they all have like their thing. So like the elves were abused by like the Lords of Chaos or something, and they escaped like their domain, but they lost their souls, and the only way to stay alive is they have to consume souls of others. So it's kind of like zombies. They're like, it's out of necessity that they consume other souls and whatnot. So they all got stuff going on.
Cool.
Well, it's gonna get really into the Lord of Warhammer.
All right, we started
a while ago.
All right, we're starting the clock. I'm just trying to get a feel for this. So like, I'm looking at these teams. I'm on the Blood Bowl website, bloodbowl.com/players-and-teams. If you guys want to play along at home, the home version of the game. Look at some of these. Again, the tone almost reminds me of Mad Max a little bit, like a fantasy version of Mad Max, where things are kind of amped up and silly. Like you have this orc team is called Team Profile, the Gouged Eye, and their owner is his most grossest Majesty Gobsuck Skull Crush the 12th.
So there is
head coach Gort Severlin. And they play in the Doom Bowl. So it's like there is like this, and like they're again, like their strategy as a team, according to this, is that rather than trying to score points, their goal is more or less to just kill the other team and mangle them as bad as possible.
So you can definitely, so unlike football, you can get points specifically for killing people. So like you can kind of be like, yo, I'm gonna play the game and get and you know.
So it's
kind
of like it has a sort of death race vibe to it. Like that old, this feels like like that old Roger Corman movie. This feels like a movie Roger Corman would have made in the 70s. Like if this was around when AIP was doing stuff.
Can I throw an idea out there?
Yes.
I think I got something.
Okay.
Assuming you like at least that there is some kind of bigger.
Yeah, it appears that there's a whole structure.
Assuming that there is some bigger kind of like stakes to the world of Blood Bowl, like this matters to races, bear with me. Because it seems like there's the orc army, there's, you know, every race has their team. You could do that the. What are these guys from Blitz Bowl? Blitz Bowl is the baby version of Blood Bowl, but it's the Averland Knights. Mm-hmm. They're like the human team. And you would do that somebody finds out that like they know that they are in league with somebody, like the orcs or whatever, the Iron Jaw Boys, I believe they're called. What I'm trying to do is you get a smaller team. Like you get another group of humans like, guys, our human, like they're like going to throw the ultimate game because they want to enslave the rest of the human race and they're going to become kings or whatever. Like we need another human team, the underdogs, a bunch of like little boys that are going to rise the ranks and win it for the human race so that we can prevent ourselves from being killed.
What you're proposing is essentially that like it's this fantasy world and the like instead of wars they all play Blood Bowl.
Yeah, like border disputes are
it feels like you have a Lord of the Rings like sort of intro where it's just like in the time of man there was bloodshed, but then a great truce was formed and they all decided to fucking tackle the shit out of each other in the greatest gladiatorial sport.
Imagine like the Skaven, which are like rats. Maybe you don't need maybe you can
no
just beat
I'm
sport.
I'm not against it.
So Skaven are like rats. Let's say you come in, right? You come in, you want the audience to get excited about this. So you got Skaven, you got little rat creatures that are running around. Who are they fighting? They're fighting these big dwarves. I forget what they're called, but there's these dwarves. And then they sure enough they win. You're like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty violent football. And then it ends like, well, unfortunately for the Skaven, they are now enslaved to the dwarves for the next 200 years. Better luck next year at Blood Bowl, everybody. And like, damn. I guess the stakes are very serious.
Yeah, I don't understand, I guess, like how that works in the sense of.
Can I throw something in here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, Matt, you're talking about trying to get the audience excited. And Super Bowl Sunday. It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, like American Super Bowl.
American Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning
bruise
over Dallas or the hell.
Oh,
there,
I
right?
see what's going on. I see
like,
what
should we delay?
Cooking.
Should we delay the game? It's like, no, we have to play. A crazy electrical storm hits both goalposts, and it zaps the motherfucking 49ers, the actual 49ers, into the universe of Warhammer 40K. And then we get real football players. Well, I've never tackled an orc before. And it's the underdog. It's Space Jam, but with fantasy,
Warhammer.
But with Warhammer and with all, and instead of basketball players, football players. Number one, what's more exciting? Little rat creatures scurrying around and getting enslaved, or Beast Mode himself making a run for the end zone to save the human race?
Well, so that would imply, which I think you can combine those two things, what you would need is they get involved in this Blood Bowl tournament. There's this football team, and then all of a sudden the world, our world, is now known to the world of Warhammer.
Yeah, and they're like,
so
yes,
they're like, okay, you play. What you're putting to stake is if you guys lose, the portal to your world is open, and whoever the victor of this Blood
Bowl
tournament
gets to claim the spoils.
Gets to claim the spoils of your world. It's like, oh, shit. And then what do they get if they win? They get to go back home. You're like, that doesn't seem very fair. What's a popular football team? 49ers?
The Seattle Seahawks, Seahawks, baby.
Well, do you want like a popular team, or do you want like the Cleveland Browns or something?
Or do you want is there a semi-professional football league like there's in baseball?
Like a minor league football?
Yeah, is there minor league football?
They could be an indoor football team.
There's definitely an
indoor football league.
Yeah.
Or you could set it in the 90s and it's the XFL.
In a bid to increase ratings.
Yeah.
They've opened up a portal.
Donald Trump, owner of the XFL, has made a pact with
Or you do something, you could do something, it's like if you could do something where somebody in the Warhammer universe,
yeah, some wizard
wants a football team.
Yeah,
wants a Blood Bowl team,
and they
sorry.
Scour the realities.
You could also do that. He's picked like the 10 best athletes or whoever he thinks, because you might get a little bit of inner, you know, conflict. Like if you got the if you got the super thrower from the Seattle Seahawks and the catcher from the New York Giants and the
right fielder from
the running man from the New York Yankees or whatever, and
the
and they all come together.
I do like the idea of there is one player that's just football. A baseball player though.
I'm a baseball player. Why am
I just throw really good. It's like clearly your arm.
No. He's like yeah. You're not gonna touch the ball, and then he hands him a giant metal bat with spikes on it. He's like,
oh,
I hear
great.
You're a slugger.
Oh, that's
like, oh, damn, this guy's just gonna fucking throw
just
down.
From a producerial standpoint, the idea of like you can just do a sports movie, and it's like not only just like, oh, it's not just basketball players in the same way like Space Jam does. It's like, oh, no, it's the best sports boys of any sport ever.
You're
right.
It's like Space Jam, but if you get to have your favorite athletes kill things.
It's Space Jam meets The Expendables.
Yes.
Yes.
Meets Mad Max, meets Lord of the Rings, meets Death Race.
Yeah. I don't know any fucking athletes. What's a famous footballer right now?
Marshawn Lynch.
What does he do in the football game?
Here's the problem. I don't know the positions.
Whatever.
He kicks the ball and he runs.
But like him doing
really
like
good.
A flip over an orc with an axe and then like sliding down, you know, the field.
Yeah, guys, what if it's Colin awesome. Kaepernick and he's trying to get signed and he's like, he's a fucking hero and it's like the NFL's a bunch of bullshit and they won't sign me. Fuck it. I'll go save the universe. Save Earth itself.
Colin Kaepernick definitely gets pulled in. I don't know what he's good at. I know he's supposed to be a quarterback. I mostly know him for his really good performance.
I don't know about making a real football players.
Yeah,
I think you can make
we
it
don't
fictional.
Know
I would do a major league situation where it is like Charlie Sheen and Wesley Snipes or whatever playing fictional football players for real teams. Like,
are
I
you
feel like,
saying? Are you saying that this wouldn't do as well though if it was fucking Michael Jordan back in the day coming in here?
Yeah, but like Michael Jordan is already like Space Jam is a like to pull space like everyone has seen sports athletes act and they know that it's like it's a dicey proposition at best, right? That's why all of those movies, there's one sports guy being held up by either all of the fucking Warner Brothers animation department and the most talented voice actors of a generation, or every fucking, like, the top 20 improv comedians and LeBron James.
No, I'm not going to throw if Werner Herzog can get good performances out of hypnotized people in, like, Alaska
Heart
or whatever.
Glass.
Huh? Yeah, and Heart of Glass. I think maybe it's just the director's problems that they couldn't pull out the great performance.
All I'm saying is rather than try to come up with character arcs for existing football men that I know nothing about, we should come up with our own characters.
Okay, fine. It's up to the producers whether or not they need to be famous football.
They may slot in some cameos. Let's just be clear. They're going to slot in some cameos.
There's going to be some cameos. You definitely do, like, because then you could also have your cameos of like, oh, like this famous football player, and then he gets lit up and just decimated by an orc in the first match or whatever.
Definitely going to be a moment where like they're like it's whatever. whatever, and then it's like all of a sudden like a tennis ball comes out of nowhere and knocks an orc, and he little bit Serena Williams, and she like gives a wink and a thumbs up. It's like, you got this, and like, nice. And you know what I mean, like Tiger Woods is gonna like drive a golf ball really hard, and you know what I mean, like it's gonna be all the ball based sports.
Okay. Here, I have one idea. I have one idea. Period. But here's an idea. His idea. Just bear with me. You do start with this fucking superstar all-star team.
Yeah.
Like, they pull all the greatest.
The greatest of all time. Larry Bird's coming
out
of retirement.
So pumped for this, but then you pull a psycho.
They all get killed. All right. Now you're on.
All right. I'm on board.
And then it's
that.
Like everybody got called in with their, like, assistant or their ball boy or their little, like, they're bringing their little brother along. They all have, like, some of that came along with them. And then they all die. And then these freaking, you know, this underdog team has to continue the run for the championship.
So regardless of who's casting what celebrity in what role, which is the producer's problem, not ours. Okay, so there's this fantasy. What is the name of the planet they're on in Warhammer? Is it just Warhammer World? Is it?
It's the fantasy world known as. It's an unnamed planet.
Okay, so unnamed
this
planet
Earth.
X, right? Earth, yeah. On this world, they play this game, and it's the biggest deal. And, like, they don't fight, or maybe they do in real life, and then the human team, like, if anything, here's what I would do. If you were going to do your cameos, it would be the opening, and it is all of these Blood Bowl players, but they're, like, the real deal. They're the actual human Blood Bowl team in this other world. They're the Reikland Rikers or whatever. I can't remember. They are the... Reikland Reavers, right? The human team. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but you do, it's like, you're like, you look, and like, who is that behind the spiked helmet? Is that LeBron James? And like, wait a second, is it this guy, the other guy? And they are this glorious team that gets slaughtered by the other team in this surprise upset or whatever.
Right,
and
right.
Now the humans are facing, and it was the first game of the season, right? And they're like, this is a disaster. If we lose the tournament, our kingdom is going to be sacrificed to the elder gods or whatever, right? Yeah. Like, they're whatever the stakes
are. All the first string players, like, die on the field.
Yeah, all their first string players die on the field, and so then, but some human wizard is like, but wait, there is another world akin to ours, and we shall get the best athletes from their world to save us, or something like
that.
So it's like
Moneyball.
Yeah, it's like Jonah Hill.
There's some dweeby wizard who's like, perhaps we are playing this game incorrectly, my liege.
Oh, okay, so I've been obsessed with this. There's a samurai, I've shown you it multiple times, there's this Samurai Jack short that I'm always obsessed with, which is like, it's this whole race of people of like these like snow monsters that make a sword. And it's like, it spends 7 minutes showing the construction of this sword. Like it is melted from like the, you know, the scales of a giant dragon, and it's poured into the center of the earth to get melted, and it's frozen in a glacier, and then they have all the males of the entire species fight, and then the last remaining one after 100 years of battle holds the sword and protects the cave or whatever, and then Samurai Jack comes up and he cuts the sword in half in a split second and walks away. Like, it's just the greatest thing. So I feel like you could do that. Like, the humans are desperate, mm-hmm. right? And the beginning is this buildup of the most freaking macho. Like, they have plague. There's famine right now. And all the food. People come. Every single human person comes and brings half their food to the place so that they can feed their athletes. Like, the athletes are essentially using all the resources of humankind. Because they're on their last. They're on the edge of the abyss, right? So there's nothing left. Like, if these 8 people don't pull it off, it's over. Because there's no healthy people out there anymore. Everybody's starving to death. They're eating bark, et cetera, et cetera. People are giving their children to them to eat.
The human race is on their last legs.
So this kick-ass buildup, and they get out there, and they just get fucking massacred. And the bleeding, you know, the quarterback's brains are spilling out on the floor, and the orc steps on his head, and he goes, the world of man is over. And goes, Warhammer Blood Bowl. You're like, holy shit, we're fucked. And then, yeah, then you do...
And then
what
you
are they
cut
gonna
do? To Oakland.
Oakland.
General manager's office.
Yeah.
Okay, something
like that's pretty
like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it's like,
okay.
There's this human kingdom that is on its last throws. They're going to get taken over.
Okay, what if you do that there is, like, I don't know how gods and stuff and like that work in Blood Bowl, but like if you were to do that there's a mad god, right, and then every 100 years he demands the sacrifice of like 1,000 children or something like
or
that,
no,
right?
Of an entire race.
Either an entire race or, you know, like, or again, like, whatever, it's like it's something where it's like the, because it's like if it was an entire race, then like how many seasons of this game would they be able to play?
Well, no, but like it's every 1,000 years, right? So that's a situation where I'm like, where I could see all the sort of races on Earth being like, we can't defeat this eldritch god, like, we have to do it. It's like, well, how are we gonna do it? Like a coin flip? Like, that seems wasteful. It's like a war. It's like, well, no, when we'd be in perpetual war with each other. It's like, all right, well, what about Blood Bowl? All right, let's just do that.
Yeah, no, but it's essentially like the, but yeah, whoever loses Blood Bowl, their race has to offer up again. I would do some horrible price. I don't think I don't think it's extinction of the race, but I do think the humans are like, if this happens, that is the end of humanity as we know it, right? Like, again, it's like the, we have to offer up 50,000 children, right? Like, I'm just going to up the stakes from 1,000 children.
Nice.
And then
you might need Barry.
They're like, we don't have that many kids. We're all going to die, right? Like, we got wiped out last season. Like,
I think you need to make it in the positive, because if it's you lose, like, everybody but one player loses. So there might be something like that, but I wonder if it's like the winner of Blood Bowl gets, you know, the blessing of the Chaos God or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's going to be the thing that saves them, because they know, like, the orcs, pretty much once Blood Bowl season's over, everybody stops fighting for Blood Bowl season. Like, because Warhammer is a world of perpetual war. I would do, like, it's war, like,
and
they know...
And hammering.
And hammering. They know that when this season's over, the orcs that are on their southern border are going to come in. Right? The sea elves on their coast are going to come. And they have nothing. They've been, again, they've had famine and plague, and they barely survived the last years of war.
They need a blessing of
their only chance is to win Blood Bowl. And if they win Blood Bowl,
Hammer of the Gods.
Yeah, they get the Hammer of the Gods, and they know...
To help them survive the offseason.
Yes, to help them survive the offseason. Exactly. The only thing worse than the Blood Bowl is the offseason.
Yeah.
So they need to survive. This is the only chance for them to survive the offseason.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it's all these races are just doing this for the whims of these gods, right? It's like the gods demand it. They're just like, okay.
Well, the gods are a metaphor for the audience of the sport.
Yeah.
Or it is like that this world is their plaything, right?
And yeah, exactly.
Just like the,
well, they all have different reasons for wanting this. Sure, we'll just say it's this golden hammer. Like, the humans are like, we're going to use it to protect our borders.
Yeah, we'll build mighty walls.
Yeah. The cool dwarves are like, we're going to make super flying machines, and we're going to like spread trade everywhere. And the lizard men
I think they're all going to use it to obliterate each other, right? Like
we're gonna use these super flying machines so we can drop our troops anywhere that we can.
What if you were to do that? The team that the race that wins, like, you get a wish. Mm-hmm, or something like that. You get some boon, right? Like,
the quarterback gets to make a wish.
The quarterback gets to make a wish.
Okay.
Oh, and what I like about that is that you can also do, like, there's the dilemma, like, are they going to wish to return to Earth? Or are they going to wish to fuck over, like, that would fuck over the human kingdom here? Like, you know, like, it's that kind of thing.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's interesting.
When they get it, the guy looks around and he's like, I wish that the humans of this world are protected and we get to go home. I'm like, oh, nice try. You only get one.
What if he does this? What if he does, I wish for more wishes. Whisper. No one's ever wished for more wishes. My God, what trickery is this? Can we do it? It's like, I allow it. Oh!
At any rate, whether it's a wish or a weapon or whatever we do, but the idea that there's, again, yes, there's some MacGuffin that if they win the season, this will help you again. Like, I like that there are two seasons of this world. There's Blood Bowl, and then there's the off season, which is just war, right?
Yeah.
And so then during Blood Bowl, you compete for a boon from the gods, essentially, to help you in the next
offseason.
In the offseason,
yeah,
right?
In the offseason.
And so it is like the, and it's like the, you know, where it's like war and scheming and backstabbing and all
that. Well,
it also
makes sense, because, like, I like the idea that war, it's like, what are they doing in war? It's like they're training their best football players, obviously. It's like the best soldiers in the warfare. They're like, yeah, this general, you know, slaughtered 4 villages. Of course, he's our quarterback this year.
Yeah.
And what an arm.
And he's got a cannon. He literally has a cannon. So, all right. So there's the mighty boon. And then you can even do it's different every season, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Blood Bowl oracles, like, have a fever vision, and then this thing appears on the mountainside, and then they one season it was a mighty sword, the other it was some sort of potion. This season it's like a glowing orb, and no one knows exactly what it does, like that kind of thing. I don't know.
That this might be all wrong, but just so we can use cool terminology, and also Warhammer is not technically Age of Sigmar. We're gonna do the first Age of Sigmar Warhammer. Sigmar is this eternal patron, this god of the cult of Sigmar, and he's essentially the war god. He's like the first, like, human god. Mm-hmm. So he's got a big ass hammer, the Helden hammer. So I feel like this is the, I feel like if you win, you get the fucking Helden hammer from Sigmar. So you get Sigmar's mighty hammer, which can, you know, essentially do anything.
This hammer can punch a hole between the realms and you can go back to Earth or whatever.
Yeah, it can do essentially anything.
Yeah.
So, like, I think the idea that, like, all around the world, all the races gather around, like, their football fields, and, like, the local wizards, like, enchant holograms of the big game.
Scry it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. That's very
good. Should, you know what it should be? No, it should be this. Is that, like, you get together. It's like this brutal, fucked up world. You all gather in, like, a stadium, and then, like, they reanimate 12 corpses. They possess 12 townsfolk that you sacrifice, essentially, and then they're
to
just
watch the big game.
No, like, and then they paint them like the heroes, basically maul each other.
I like everybody. I like what you do is you show all the different races all have different ways to watch the games. The demons of
the
chaos.
The elves have a portal that shows the game itself. Yeah, like the orcs.
The night hunt the dead. They possess dead corpses. They act them out. Yeah, that's really good.
That's cool.
So let's talk about our human characters, right?
Our
heroes, our team. Because essentially it's a ragtag underdog sports story, right?
Yes.
Where, okay, so you're going to get some wizard from the human civilization on this planet is going to concoct a scheme to find the mightiest sports warriors on our world and teleport them to their world. And then
what it is, it's like they literally, it's like a week before the big game, like their first game. And during like a practice game, like they all got slaughtered.
Well, but it could be this,
like,
though.
We have 1 week. Oh, it could be they lose their first game.
It's the first game of the season.
Yeah, they lose.
You know what I mean?
Well, but also it could be, it doesn't have to be human sports players, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, if they're looking like who are the greatest attributes here, they, again, it might be, yes, you might get your one cameo of, yep, turns out, LeBron is in there. But then also on the human side, you don't need to get, like, an equivalent sports team, do you? It could just be, like, a bunch of people who've never...
Yeah. I mean, I think
Phil from accounting is showing up.
I think you could do that someone has the same name as a football player.
That's pretty good.
Do you know what I mean? But imagine if you were a kid in high school right now named LeBron James by a cruel twist of fate, right? And you just flunked out of your high school basketball team. And then you're feeling like the biggest fucking loser in your school. And everyone's like, oh, LeBron's so shitty at basketball. And you get fucking teased for this. We just turned it into another dumb kid movie.
Yeah,
but
no, this
like,
is a very, I think this is a, I think this is not, I don't think there should be a kid in this.
It feels like your main character.
Violent.
Yeah, but it definitely feels like a good place for like your main character should be. Like it's the classic, like the again, like Ash in Army of Darkness, like this self-interested, self-involved sports star. You know,
is this a team that we bring into the world of Blood Bowl, and then it's like a team story, and then the team, right? That structure would be the team is having problems on Earth. They get sent on this adventure, and then they come together as a team? Or is it a bunch of random people are brought together, and then they have to work together?
I'm going to throw a zag on you.
Yeah.
You could lose the people from our world element and still start with that same inciting incident, which is that the human team gets slaughtered and they have to put a new team together. And then maybe you could do that. The random strangers that are coming together is they are putting their team together from the scraps of other teams, right? Like, so it is like they have an orc and they have an elf and they have a dwarf, like, and they got to get like all of these randos, like ex-players and ex-cons and cast-outs and stuff like that, and scrape together a team from that and get all these people to work together. And then it's like, you know, it's like in Rocky, where he's like, if I can change and you can change, maybe the world can change. It's like, maybe if we all can work together, we can, you know, say fuck you to the chaos god who's making us fight each other. I don't know.
That story, like in the Moneyball sense, then your main characters are your general manager, right? Like it's your football, like,
well, yeah,
coaches,
you have,
and manager.
You have the coach probably, and then you have like, you know, like the one human who survived the game,
right?
And then you have like them assembling this team of other people. Although you could, you know what you could do if you wanted to. I mean, this is, again, reminds me of our take on Contra, because Contra was kind of like a thing where it was like these two. It was like the soldiers get from the past get sucked to the future, right? Is you could do, like, it's two, when we cut to our world, it's two football teams that are rival teams in the middle of a match, and then, like, this portal opens and, like, you know, half the guys from one team and half the guys from the other team stumble into the portal, and then they gotta get along now or something like that.
You could do it as, like, a rich footballer. Because like this guy got everything, he doesn't got love of game anymore, and he's got everything in the world. And then they lose their quarterback. Their quarterback gets his head eaten by a zombie or whatever, a night haunt. And they need a new quarterback because literally every single person in this world is famished now, other than their main guy. So this wizard, you know, they literally see the kid they get to replace him. Like, we're dead. So this wizard calls for like the mightiest warrior, and he brings this diva, this horrible, you know, like he's the best quarterback, but he's like this shitty person. And then he's going to learn, like, man, it's really tough in this world of famine and plague. And he's going to be, he's selfish and he's going to become selfless or whatever.
Okay, if you were going to do that, you would do then that it's like, you, because you could also do the wizard. The wizard prays to the gods of fortune or whatever. He doesn't know who they're going to send.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't need to be like, I'm going to get this dipshit from Earth or whatever. Yeah. He's thinking he's going to get, like, you know, this invincible superhero from some other dimension. And instead he gets this, you know, this diva football player. That could be kind of fun. It's a classic, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court type thing, right?
You get, like, you know, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah, all right. Another Dwayne the Rock Johnson movie, right?
But yeah, he's got the world in his palm of his hands. He's got everything he wants. He, you know, he doesn't care about his kid.
It's like, well, they do that with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Jerry Maguire, where like Cuba Gooding Jr. like doesn't like, he's like, you know, again, he's got to learn his love of the game again or whatever.
Yeah,
and maybe his love of the game. I'm trying to figure out a world where this guy comes back to Earth and wants to have anything remotely to do with organized sports.
No, he wouldn't. He comes back from Blood Bowl, and then he like starts a charity and just does good stuff afterwards.
He's a man
like,
of peace now.
He's like, sports is folly.
Yeah, in fact, he's about to he's lined up just to play normal American dumb football, not the cool, violent, you know, murder people football and Blitz Bowl. And one of the broadcasters is like, looks like a battlefield out there, and he stops because he just witness real battlefields for the last, and he turns around, he puts the ball in, he's like, no, what, I'm done with this dumb sport, I'm gonna go help out people in real battlefields. And he becomes like a fucking, like, I don't know,
a combat medic.
Yeah, he becomes like a combat medic or something.
He is a warrior, a true warrior poet, a man of peace.
Blood Bowl, where we shit on dumb sports where you don't kill people. I wonder if you just keep it within the world of, to your point, if you just keep it in the world of Blood Bowl.
Yeah,
you
it just feels
be
like
more
we,
violent.
It just feels like the moment we get back into this world,
it'd be like Conan the Barbarian rather than just Conan. It was like, and then a guy, a boxer from New York, shows up in this crazy violent world. He's got to learn to be violent and box people hard. It's like, why don't you just do it in Conan world? It's like Conan kills people and the world makes sense. And you're not questioning all these moral like problems of like, can this guy handle the bloodshed from
coming from this modern world? I'm with that. I like the sort of, you know, the group, you know, the ragtag group story.
But, I mean, you could also just do that. This team, to your point, like this team gets slaughtered. Everybody's given up. Everybody's starving and famished. And this one dreamer is like, no, we're not going to give up. We can make a Blood Bowl team. They're like, what are you talking about? We just spent all of our resources and, you know, spent all this time breeding.
I let my kid,
8 superhumans.
I let my kid get eaten.
Yeah, I let my kid get eaten for this. This kingdom's done. What I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to just be a slave of the next group that comes, not get killed, like sort of thing. He's like, no, we can protect ourselves. Like, we just have to believe in it or whatever. And he's going to get this, like, he looks for all these, it's like Seven Samurais. He goes and finds people that haven't given up hope yet for mankind. He's got to find people who are willing to go out into the battlefield. Most people are, I mean, we kind of did that at the end of VJHS, where it's like they're going around trying to find people to play, and they're like, no, it's hopeless. Like, I'm gonna be friends with Napalm or whatever. Like, you know, I'm good. I don't want to fight. And that's what this kid's doing. It's like, I'm not gonna give up on this kingdom.
Okay, like, so it's like a Seven Samurai thing.
Yeah. Oh shit, it is just, it should just be Seven. It's like that kid goes on, they've got like, whatever, they got like 4 weeks until the next game or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however it works. You know, sometimes you get an off week or whatever.
He's got to recruit a team.
Yeah, so he goes, he for the first time, like Lord of the Rings, he's like, you know that scene, it's like him and his buddy Sam, and they're crossing the threshold, and he's like, oh, Sam, this is the farthest I've ever been from home. And they're like, it's really dangerous out there, and they, you know, they fight monsters, and they get to this big, you know, they get to a big city, and they're looking for warriors to help them or whatever, and they find ex-Blood Bowlers, and they're like, I'm never going back in the battlefield, like, I'm never going in that ring again, kid, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, and then you do again, because it's like professional, because you would also do, like, again, like, Earth, it gets like, when you, not Earth, the humans, like, they, again, like the team, like to, like again, like they pay these guys fortunes, right?
Yeah.
And most of them squander their fortune, like they think they're gonna die in the game. There's a 99% chance that you're gonna either be severely incapacitated or die by the end of this thing. So they blow all their money on orgies and stuff like that, right? So there's no money left to hire another team, right? Like they have like, so it's also like, you know, like they have to convince these Blood Bowlers who are, what are they doing it for if not the cash? They gotta find someone to fight, you know, fight this cause or whatever.
You might even be able to do a little bit so it's not just like only humankind is great. You can also do that there are different, because there are different human teams you can do. So like in Age of Sigmar, there's like the cool big superhumans are the Stormcasters, which are kind of like an elite privileged religious group or whatever. Mm-hmm. You could do, they go to the big city, and it's like, the big city, of course, got their team. They're the Stormcasters. They're fucking golden armored gods that are definitely humans' best. I mean, they don't care about this.
Wait a second, I'm confused, though, because we're saying that each, you just changed the rules, because it was originally, each race has one team that fights in the battle.
So bear with me, just instead of race, just think kingdom. So like,
okay, every kingdom.
Yeah, so
okay.
There could be different, because there's different kingdoms of orcs. There's the Iron Jaws, and there's somebody else. Like, you can do, again, this is the poor rural kingdom that nobody gives a shit about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we can also get rich, privileged, shitty humans.
Oh,
what could be? So they have to go into the city, and they're like, what are these peasants doing in our big city? And they're like, oh, you guys are looking for blood bowlers? That's so cute. Like, look at our super team.
Yeah, like, you guys are going to get, slaughtered. Like, yeah.
In fact, they're one of the people who are like, oh, man, when we win, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to take the rest of your land, because that land would be great for our mega malls or whatever it is. It's like, that's farmland, though. That's been our family for thousands of years.
Okay, you know what, you could do that. All right, so like, okay, you have your main kid, it's always a kid in our movies, it's, you have your main person, they all right, so yes, their team gets wiped out, they have to go to the, they're trying to find new people, so yeah, let's say they go to the big city of the next human kingdom over, right? And then yeah, you do, they, because they're like, we're humans, they're humans, they'll get along. Yeah. Right, like, oh, yeah, like maybe they can help
spare
us, right?
our second their yeah, second
we'll,
ringer,
we'll like, go try to recruit their second ringers. Yeah. Right, and but their second ring team wants nothing to do with them. Like, yeah. Are you kidding? Like, once all these guys die this year, I'm gonna make it onto the team. Yeah. Like, I can't, like, I'm not gonna help you out. But then you do, like, there are imprisoned warriors from the other kingdoms in the city. Do you know what I mean? Like, so again, there's like an ogre, right? Also, and it's like, the ogre's like, if you bust me out of here, I'll fight for your team.
And it's a prison bust out sequence. Saying,
they team up, they find this guy, the main dude. This old man, they're like, you're the best we can get. They're like, hey buddy, I played Blood Bowl when you were a little baby. I know what's up. It's like, I know where to get you a team. And they're like, okay. And little do they realize that what he's doing is like, yes, he's going in to break out. It's a prison break. And they're like, he's like, welcome, boys. Here's your team. I'm like, yeah, he's in the underground. So like, he knows this cool orc. He's like, that guy can rip a head off any human out there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What's that guy in prison for? For eating babies. He's gonna be great. He's gonna be great.
He's gonna be great for the extra points where you have to eat a lot of babies. That's the halftime show. It's going to be
really
amazing.
Good at eating babies. What's that useful for? Well, you get all those extra points from eating babies.
Oh, right. The halftime show. Correct. It's all of these different, like, imprisoned, you know, individuals from different races who have no allegiance to anyone.
Yes.
And, like, why should I pledge allegiance to your little rinky-dinks?
And then you'll find out all their backstories. Like, again, kind of like in Seven Samurai, it's like, oh, that guy. You start realizing, like, you know, they have more depth to them than you thought, like what they used to be and things like that. And it's like,
yeah.
So, yeah.
That's it's one of those.
Yeah. Well, what you do is you actually make it that they fight the humans at the end. It'd be
the last people.
And the king comes to them and is like, tell you what, like,
throw the game.
And we won't destroy your kingdom. Like, just throw
the game. Yeah.
And they're like, hell no. This fucking multicultural super team of soldiers and monsters and humans are taking you on.
And outcasts are taking you on.
I like the idea. I don't know why this popped into my head, but I like the idea that, because defeat has to be absolute, as Gore Vidal once says, not enough to win, others must fail. So if the main guy...
Gore Vidal, also a great name for our starring orc.
but the main guy, that is
the orc.
100%, he's Gore Vidal,
and that's what he says when they first enter. They open the cage up,
and now it is Gore Vidal.
Okay, so the main, like, crafty, you know, human, basically the main samurai that they get, right? Like, from mm-hmm. Seven Samurai, the guy who's, like, you know, sort of recruiting. I like the idea that, like, he's kind of a shifty rogue like character, and you're kind of not quite sure where his allegiances mm-hmm. are. Like, why is he helping? And you realize he's doing this so that in the big game he can heist the coffers of the big kingdom. So not only does the main kingdom lose, they open up their vault and all their gold has been, like, apparated or whatever. I like the idea that he's like, we're going to do a prisoner. He's like, he's really into, like, all of these other side crimes.
I thought you were going to say, which could also work, is that the main guy was working for the Stormcasters, the bad humans. And it's like, we're four steps ahead of you, of course, because, like, this did everything for us. It's like, one, we're playing the easiest fucking team in the finals. Two, a multicultural team, like, you know how much fucking this city hates orcs now and everybody else? Like, I got the public opinion on my side now for what I want to do, which is fucking take over all these innocent kingdoms.
To launch a war and conquer all the kingdoms.
So he has all this stuff. So you have your main, like, his first friend is a traitor. Yeah, and then they, like, we can't do it now. He's our star quarterback or whatever. And then, like, the kid who's the coach has to step up to be the quarterback for the final game.
Oh, like a Rudy moment.
Not a kid, but...
That's pretty good, actually.
Something like that. And then you can also do, by the way, when they win, what their reward is. Like, they have that moment.
Because I was going to say, you need a betrayal for sure.
Yeah. So I think it's the guy who gets them together. It's like, of course this guy got them. It's like, it did everything. They got rid of these stupid monsters they're going to execute anyways. And now it's like, they get this stupid kingdom off their back. They get this team that goes along that they have complete control over. That then they get to the finals and they can just have this easy fucking final win. And they got everybody, you know, pumped up about how stupid all these other races are. It does everything for them. And then, And then you could do that when the king, I was thinking that when you do that, when he wins, what he does is like he puts the most noble person like on the throne. Like he replaces the Stormcaster. So it's not just enough to like save their little kingdom. Like he starts like, he's like, this is going to be a better world or whatever it is. So I'm like,
oh yeah. Or he kills the gods with the hammer.
Yeah. Or kills whatever. The gods with the hammer. Maybe that's better.
Yeah. But yeah, you do like, yeah. So yeah, yeah. Obviously your main character is going to do something to fix the world. They're trying to fix the world. He becomes the first king, the good king or whatever. And long may he reign or whatever.
It's like Narnia at the end. The kids get on the throne.
I like just the idea of like doing the 1984 Apple ad where he just takes the hammer of the god and swings it into the face of Odin himself. We are free from the tyranny of the gods. Now let's continue to play Blood Bowl because this game is dope.
And then the end is like, I've come up with a new game for the postseason. It's called Blood Soccer. Sequel. That's fun. Let's sketch out these characters a little bit.
We have about 15 minutes.
Okay, let's pick our main stable boy.
The stable boy.
The stable boy is our hero.
He's both stable and a stable boy. That's why he survived, because he was...
Freddie, you want to give us a name from the vault?
Well, let's do Eric Scherfling.
That sounds kind of fantasy.
It's got a little fantasy thing in there already.
I like
Eric.
He's got a sure fling. Like he's got a good throw. You know, his fling is sure to hit a
shirt. Not even close to how it's spelled, but we'll
go
with
it. Sure fling.
Eric Scherfling. Okay, why not?
And it's spelled S-U-R-E. Sorry, Eric, but it's definitely S-U-R-E-F-L-I-N-G. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so here I'm going to walk through the teams for everybody because this is pretty fun. Yeah. So you've got the Reikland Reavers, who are the top human team. Okay. Like, so this is maybe the guys from Reikland, the other team. I think it's like an Oakland Raiders parody, essentially.
Okay. Yeah.
You have the Gouged Eye is the orc team, as we talked about. You have the Skaven Blight Scramblers, who are like rat people. Yep. And like their whole thing is they cheat and they're sneaky and they are assassins and they kill people. So you could have a rat on the team. That could be kind of fun. You have the dwarf giants.
You have your fun comic relief, and it's like, I guess you thought it was gonna be me. I was gonna betray you this whole time, but because I'm a rat, but it wasn't me. I'm the loyal
and he
one.
He drops a bunch of gold. He's like, okay, I did steal. From
okay,
the team,
but I did steal
bad.
From the coffers. But you know what I mean. Listen.
So there's both there is the Skaven Blight Scramblers, and then there's the lowdown rats, which is goblins and trolls, and their thing is just they're really shitty. You got
we can't even beat the lowdown rats.
You got the dwarf giants. Yeah, it feels like a first team they would have to play would be like, all right, you guys at the very least have to beat the lowdown rats, lose. You have the Alfheim Eagles, who are like the high elves, so like the snooty elves. You've got the Doom Lords.
Those are like the Alfheim Eagles are like the Patriots.
Yeah,
they're like the best, but everybody's like, man, they always shoot with magic. They're just, of course, the best. They have the most money and everything.
Yeah.
He used a spell to deflate the ball.
To shrink the ball.
To shrink the ball slightly.
We know one sport thing. We all remember that.
Am I right?
You're right.
So then you got the Doom Lords, who are owned by the Overfiend of the Lead Citadel, and they're like just bad guys, I guess. I don't know. Okay, and then you got your
are they humans? The Doom Lords.
The Doom Lords. It says their races are Beastman Runners, Chosen Blockers, and Minotaurs.
Yep, they're the beasts.
So they're like beastie monster people. Then you got the Dark Elves, the Naggaroth Nightmares. And then the Nurgle's Rotters, who are like zombies, which is pretty fun.
That's fun.
They're cooler than zombies. They're like big, gross pus. Do you know what they actually are like? They're the pustulo guy in Left 4 Dead. The boomer.
The boomer guy.
That's
what
they
look like. Corpses,
they're like rotting corpses that have like fucking mucus and shit.
Okay, all right. So what are the positions? How many people are on the team?
Well, according to the game that we're playing here, it looks like they've simplified it down. You got your thrower, you got your lineman, your catcher. And your blitzer.
Yeah, I mean, you essentially, I think Blood Bowl itself is, you get an army of 12 when you buy it. I don't know how many people are actually on the field.
All right, well, let's say six characters, right? Seven samurai, six. So you got your main guy, who's going to be the coach, that's going to step in and be whatever
the
quarterback is. So the thrower, I guess, is the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
So then let's say you want a little sort of like a real Cav Calade, you're going to have a rat man.
Yeah.
An orc. Got to have an orc.
The rat man's definitely the catcher because he's fast. He's got his little tail. His little tail comes up and grabs it. And he's little. Like, he can't catch. He's like, oh, I catch everything. He's like, I took your wallet. I can take a pick from anywhere. Like, I can catch anything that comes down to me. He's like, okay, fine. This rat man's a catcher.
Okay, cool. I think you've got the gouged eye. You probably have an orc who's like your linebacker, lineman. Right? Yeah,
lineman. Oh, you know what I love is I love that he was in the gouged eye. And he lost an eye, so he has no depth perception. So he's a total brute, but he also misses a lot.
Yeah.
Sorry, this game should be the runner. Right?
Huh?
He should be the little runner, this Gaven.
Oh, you give him the ball and he sneaks around the field? Yeah, all right, okay. Sure. So you got your runner, all right, then you've got, an orc lineman, and then you've got, I got to get one of these Zombo guys in here.
I know, he's a Zombo guy.
He's a Zombo, he's a lineman.
Huh?
He's a lineman.
How many linemen do you
There's
have?
There's three linemen.
Okay.
So there's like three big guys. So right, orc so linemen. You can make the Nurgle guy the center lineman, the guy who hikes the ball.
Oh, the fun of that, is that you have the three linemen be like from races that do not get along.
Right? Yeah, and they have to form an iron wall together.
And the Nurgle is the one who always passes the ball, and because he's so gross and full of mucus and shit every time he hikes
it's
the ball.
It's slimy.
Like, goddamn, you need to get your shit under control.
He winds up throwing his intestines at you half the time.
These are your kidneys. I'm sorry.
But it's too good to have him at the center because wherever he's standing is so slippery that it's hard to get to the quarterback when they run.
Okay.
So orcs, so we have the Skaven Blitzer, the orc lineman, the Nurgle lineman center. We have one more lineman.
Should be like a high elf.
Oh, yeah.
Or is he the catcher, like the Ponzi, like...
I just like the idea of, like, you must block. It's like, ugh. And he has, like, judo. He's got, like, a whole, like, Brazilian
jiu-jitsu
thing.
Okay, I like that. Like,
going.
You think he would be, like, the catcher, but he's actually, like, even though he's small and kind of lanky, he's actually really good at, like, judoing guys or something. Okay, but
you got a dwarf, too. You could do a dwarf.
It's a little dwarf. He's short.
Okay,
dwarf is the other lineman.
Yeah, it's great because it's like panning across. It's like these two huge guys and then this tiny guy on the
That's
side.
Great. You do the thing where it's panning. Yeah, exactly. You pan across, it goes, and there's a space, and it pauses, and the camera's like, whoa, goes down. There he is.
Okay, so then a high elf.
So then what are the other positions?
Or now we just need the thrower.
He's going to betray him, right? Yeah. I would have that be a human.
Yeah, he's a
so
human.
So that's, again, like the sort of like washed up ex-player from the Reichland Reavers, right?
Yes.
Who is like the like, I'm a drunk now and I'm disgraced, but I'll show you around. We'll bust these guys out of prison. And then he's like, he's your charming Han Solo type, but then he's like, oh, fuck
traitor.
This guy. He's the traitor.
And then Eric
is
Schürfling
our...
Schürfling is the stable boy.
So let's talk about Eric. I think, we can describe those people really quick, but I think the most important thing is going to be Eric Schürfling's thing.
Yes.
So like he watches.
What if it's his dad?
I was about to say, is his dad or brother like was one of his
was one or was in the
was in the game
team
was one of the people
that
was
got slaughtered.
Oh, his brother probably got killed.
Brother, his older, more powerful, super cool brother. And yes, he watches his head get slammed right before the title slam, and he's like, oh,
"What
shit.
If the title slam?" Does kill the brother.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like the title of the movie crushes them to death?
Yes, that's really good. Or it's like the foot slams on his head, and when the foot lifts up, it's like the orc's foot had Blood Bowl on the bottom of it, so it's just imprinted in his head.
That's, if you want to talk about movies that do not come to fuck around, that is how you start.
The guy, the orc head on his boot, Blood Bowl, written by Freddie Wong, Will Campus, and Matt Arnold.
But they forgot to do it mirrored, so it's actually reversed, and you're like, oh, shit. It's like, shit.
And all the pirated versions on YouTube. Like, why can't I read this now?
Oh my god! At any rate, okay. So he's from the kingdom of shithole.
Yeah. Why don't we just say right? Bear with me. Can we just say because can they just be the Reichland Reavers? Just bear. They just make the bad guys the Stormcasters. They're the big pretentious superhumans.
Okay, you're saying gibberish to me, sure.
Just so that we can come up with, so we don't have to come up with a name. Like,
okay.
They are the Reichland
Reavers. All right, so the Reichland Reavers, yes. And so, their team gets wiped out, right?
Yes.
And now it is woe through all of Reichland, right?
Yes.
Because it's like, oh no, we were doomed. We can't afford a team. We can't blah, 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 blah. All right, so this kid,
you will have to forfeit.
They're getting ready to, like, sell themselves to slavery because it's going to be better than getting conquered and eaten or whatever.
Okay. And then this kid is like, but wait, we can put a team together to save our kingdom. We have to fight. Reichland has always fought, you know, blah, blah,
and
blah, blah, blah.
Like, and it's also like the next game is against a really easy. It's like, we're not going to just forfeit against this. We can do this. We can beat this team. At the very least, it might even be like initially, it might be just like, at the very least, we can buy ourselves some time or something for something. But it's, but if you start it where his ambition isn't necessarily like, we can win this whole thing. It's more just like, listen, the next team is the easy team. We just need to buy a little more time for our people to escape or whatever. But then as they do, they're like, maybe we got a shot here,
And I think you wanted to be that they like, I don't know if you wanted the curb, like the drama right away where it's like, well, if it's okay if we don't win or win. I feel like it's like, we got to win this thing or there. I mean,
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But
I think
it's one game at a time.
One
game at a time, baby.
Is there someone he's going with? Is it like his sister? Like, is there like someone that he's like, I don't feel like, again, like, yeah, who's Samwise Gamgee? At any rate, they go out, they go to the city, they meet the creepy Han Solo guy, right? That's the first act is, we start with our opening, like, everyone gets slaughtered, this kid's like, oh no, and then we realize that Reichland is going to be forced to sell the entire kingdom into slavery if they want to not be obliterated by whoever wins the Chaos Hammer, right? And... or whatever the MacGuffin is.
Yes.
And it's like, this is wrong. We have to fight. We've always fought. Like, you know, like, we're, you know, like, we, you know, like, what was their sacrifice for? If not, blah, 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 blah. Right. And he's got, like, if you wanted to give yourself a little bit more of a ticking clock, you would do, like, he needs to give the people of Reichland something to believe in, something to hope for, right? Because it's like, they're planning on selling themselves into slavery at the end of the season to whoever wins, right? Or whatever, for protection. And
you have the guy in the town square being, like, taking bets already, where it's like, who are we going to be sold to? All right, I got two on, so I got 20 gets you 10.
So you do, like, he is going to, or, like, again, it's like after this first minute, if they can't win at least one match that they're, or whatever, right? Because then you do that, the whole community, they go all in, right? At some point, like, everyone puts their faith in the Reichland Raiders. They have an opportunity to take the easy out and they say no, and now everything's on the line. Act one leads up to him going on his quest, right? And then act two would be in Stormcastle. Is that where you were saying?
Stormcast,
and this is like the big shitty. So these are the elves? Is that what you're saying?
No, they're humans. They're like super, they're the golden, they're like golden armored humans. They're the new humans in Age of Sigmar.
Okay, yeah. So they go to look for help from Stormcast, their allies to the east. We're like, fuck you. We're not helping you.
Yeah.
But they find this one washed up player who agrees to help them. Yeah. And then act two, essentially, you have, they bust these other guys out of prison.
Yes.
Right? And so they get the orc, they get their wacky crew together.
Mm-hmm.
So then act three is, you know, it's a classic sports movie structure. It's they're training together. They got to learn to work along. You know, again, the orc and the dwarf have beef from the last season and they've got to get over their bullshit.
There's always
together.
Complications. The Nurgle is like starving and he's like, look, I need to eat babies. Like, he has to figure out like how to satisfy him without actually eating children from the kingdom and all this stuff. All these there's all these things and people don't want them there. They're like, look, we're not going to win, and now we got all these weird creatures and that Nurgle spreading poison everywhere, and the dwarf keeps eating all the food or whatever it is. So he's balancing all his problems, trying to get everybody to work together while getting the town to believe in this impossible task.
Okay, here would be my thought, because I was like, you should do, because I feel like your other thing is Eric's arc is about becoming the team leader, right?
Yes,
and becoming
right.
this hero. He was too scared to try out for Blood Bowl back in the day, you know? So his twin brother went in his place,
yes,
right?
Like
they were both, they were both bred from the finest stock to be Blood Bowl heroes, but he didn't have his brother's iron resolve to face the field. So
there's
like
some things you can't breed.
Yeah. And
it's
he
a
just,
weird message.
he just didn't have it. And so then he chickened out or whatever. But you would do like, so it's him becoming a leader, but then you would do like, I feel like, again, the other person from home is an old, like, this thought popped in my head that like every team has, like, because like you have the person who comes up with the plays, like the strategy person,
right?
And what if like every team has like an old crone who does that, like an old witch or something like that?
I
so
like that.
It's like him,
oh,
and
that's
the,
fun.
It's him and this grizzled old crone, like this woman who's like, you know, like, and she's been around for like 50 Blood Bowl seasons. She's always cast the bones to come up with what their plays should be for this season. So she's helped him along the way, and like, but she is the one who's like, I'm not the leader of this team, you are. Do you know what I mean? She's kind of like his mentor figure.
I like that.
That's fun.
Yeah, that could be kind of cool, right?
Yeah, I think you can also get and just to throw out the you probably have somebody in the town that represents, again, kind of this like cynical realism. Like, you, like, again, you could even have like somebody that's like, look, like, to give him even some extra stakes, you could do is like, look, we're solving ourselves into slavery. We're pretty sure that the orcs are going to win. The orcs have agreed that if they win, that as long as we sacrifice 1/3 of our population, we're fine. So look, like,
you do.
If you keep doing this, your fam, like, look, I can get, make sure your family's not on that list that's eaten by orcs.
There's a money man. It's the richest. It's the GM. Or it's not the GM. It's the owner, right?
Yeah.
It's the, there is, there's, because again, they blew all their money on this team that got killed, right?
Yes.
But there's someone else in town, or they get a private financier who's like, what the hell? It's worth a shot. Like, I'll put my money into this.
Yeah.
But then he's the one who's also like, oh, like, well, he's looking for the angle that he's looking out for number one.
Yeah.
So yeah, that could be the third part of the trio, essentially.
Yeah.
You have the money man, you have Eric, our main guy, and then you have the grizzled old crone.
So this guy's got to put the team together and prove confidence, and then when he's betrayed by the one person who's believed in him this whole time, he's lost.
Yeah,
who comes together to pick him up are the teammates that he's done, you know, he's helped them all with their own personal problems, and they come back as like, you didn't need him. Like, look, he betrayed you, but what he taught you was right, and you, what you taught us was even better. Like, we need you.
Yeah.
And then he comes in, he steps in as quarterback and does what, you know, and then plays for his brother.
You do, they're running the same kingdom play that got his brother killed.
Yeah. Yes, yes, of course. At the
end, he calls. It's like, what do we do? It's like, we got to do this play. It's but it was, the play that killed my brother.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to the announcer. It's like, it looks like they're running the play that killed his brother.
Like, don't tell them now. Don't know.
And then the Nurgle is like in the front line, and the other center on the other team is like, we know you're about to run the play that killed his brother.
Oh, you got to do, because you also got to do that someone on the team dies. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So you do it. Should be Nurgle, or it should be the dead guy that dies. And if you can make an already dead guy dying like super sad, it's like, no, like you get like that moment at your low point or whatever. I don't know.
It's like literally
or during the match. Yeah.
That's pretty. It's really twisted to be like the play that nobody expected was a play that involved one of them killing themselves.
Oh,
like,
Nurgle.
The play that kills brother, but the difference is that Nurgle like explodes himself to spread his mucus everywhere or something. Like, Nurgle, no,
Superman,
Superman,
Nurgle. And then the whole field is slippery with gore, and he's just like sliding through it. Yeah,
and like Nurgle, that was so. And then they look, and there's like all these baby parts. He's like, he was definitely eating babies. No, it's probably pretty okay that he killed himself.
Like, really kind of a net game here. He was a monster.
So, and then you do that. The final game is it's him, and then you do the new guy. The guy who betrayed them is the QB now on the other team. He's the new, so he's squaring off against him. That's fine.
A guy who knows everything about him, can play the mental game.
They know all the plays, too, and he knows all the plays.
So, classic. Okay, so act one, again, their team gets wiped out. He goes on this quest.
Oh, the old crone has to die, then.
The old crone dies probably at the midpoint or something like that.
That's a dangerous play that he does. It's like, it's a play that's clearly, and there's no fouls in this. It's like, it's a quote unquote throw, but the ball is spiked and he throws it into the crone's head.
Wait, when is this?
The balls are spiked.
No, but what do you?
Oh, I would make her die during the game.
During the last game.
Like, during the last game?
Yeah, because then they have no more plays.
They have no more plays. Like, she's like make that the one, the complicated. It's like, he's there, and then like the first play is like, what is he running? He's running really weird, and they realize that they're getting closer and closer to their own side. That's because that's where the fucking old crone sits, and then they murder her.
It's literally just dodgeball when Patches O'Houlihan dies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Work there. But anyway, whatever it is.
Again, you could do it if you were going to just steal dodgeball structure. You could do the sort of midpoint, like your turn to act four is the night before the big game.
Yeah.
So you do, they've made it all the way to the final round.
Yeah.
And then it's like the enemy team pulls out all the stops, including, you know, poisoning the old crone in the middle of the night or something like that. Oh, no,
anyway, we'll figure out when we write it.
But essentially, yes, that's the structure, is that, yes, and that it builds up to him going into the game, running his brother, the play that killed his brother, and they win the day, and then he becomes the noble king that, ended the war and brought peace to the kingdoms.
And surprise, he's like, what if we played Blood Bowl without the blood, and we had 11 players on each side, and we called it American football? And it's actually the origin story of football.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. What's the after credit sequence?
Saw them just like playing catch with a bunch of little kid versions of themselves. Like, somehow they all got married and all had kids. So it's like them playing.
Them dropping off all of, they're all 30 years older, and they're dropping off their kids for football camp at football school. And they're all waiting at the train. And he's like, you're my son, Albus Snape football Scherfling.
I was doing
like a bit from the end of Harry Potter.
No, what they actually do,
scene at the end of Harry Potter.
And they're on the train. Yeah. No, what you do is that they're all 30 years older and they're all bringing their kids and they're all holding footballs. Like, oh, they must bring them to football practice. And then they drive past the football field and they go to Blood Bowl. And they're like, I'm not going to let my kids play football. That's too dangerous. They get concussions over there. And he looks straight at the camera and he's like, fuck the NFL.
And that's the after-credit sequence. All right. I think we
definitely do, by the way, whenever they play the national anthem for the different teams in Blood Bowl, every single person in the audience takes a knee for all of the people that have died in the wars. Yes. The pointless fucking bullshit violence that's been going on. Everyone takes a knee in protest.
All right. Cool.
We got a little political there. Deal with it.
Nike.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I don't know yet, but it'll be a surprise.
Hey, Max Fun listeners. Have you been listening to Max Fun for a while and you've just been wondering, where's the new Flat Earth podcast I keep hearing about?
Well, here it is. We give you all the facts on NASA's lies and how we know that the Earth is actually flat. Just kidding. This is Oh No, Ross and Carrie, and we join fringe religious groups. We undergo alternative medical treatments.
And we hang out with people like 9/11 truthers, flat earthers. We find out, why do people believe strange things?
We join them, and we tell you all about it. We have a lot of fun. We make a lot of friends.
Yeah, we do. We joined the Mormons. We joined the Scientologists. We got acupunctured. We got fire cupped. We got ear candled. We've done it all, and we're going to keep doing it all. Why don't you check out Oh No, Ross and Carrie at MaximumFun.org.
And now, a Storybreak movie trailer.
When the fate of kingdoms are decided by sport.
If we don't win the Blood Bowl championship, all of Reichland will be sold into slavery.
Blood?
You can do it, brother! I believe in you!
Go on! Watch out for that orc!
Die, human.
Brother!
One nerdy-ass brother must save his people.
Now that your brother is dead, I think we all have to become slaves now.
That can't be! I won't give up!
But how, Mr. Eric Scherfling? All our best players are dead, and everyone is still weak and starving!
You're right, unnamed sidekick, who may or may not be a part of this movie. We have to make a new team.
By recruiting a few good monsters.
Hey there, kid. I'm Creepy Han Solo. I hear you're putting together a team. I know a couple of guys. In prison.
Prison break!
Prison break!
Get back in prison, you prisoners!
Let's get out of here!
Prison break! Prison break!
Listen, orc. I'm a dwarf, and I don't like orcs.
You listen, dwarf. I'm an orc, so you know there's no way we can work together.
Gods want to eat a baby right now.
Nurgle!
According to my witch's playbook, this team is ready for the big league.
Wow, this new Reichland Reavers team sure looks like a bunch of underdogs. No way they can win this game. Oh, they just won the game!
You know, you ain't half bad for an orc.
You know, I think I had you dwarves wrong.
God, I hope nobody realizes I'm the one eating the babies.
Hey, Creepy Han Solo. You sort of feel like a brother to me now.
Thanks, kid, for letting me betray you.
Ooh, right in the back! So much treachery!
No!
Our quarterback is now the bad guy's quarterback. Who's gonna be our quarterback?
I am.
There are some things you cannot breed.
Defeat must be absolute. It's not enough to win. Others must fail. Gore Vidal said that.
Oh my god, they're doing the play that killed Eric's brother!
Die, human.
Not this human.
Blood Bowl. The New York Times raves it's Mad Max meets Lord of the Rings meets Moneyball meets Seven Samurai. A Storybreak picture touching down to a summer near you.
Well, there you have it, folks. A new Storybreak experiment sliced and diced by Cameron Covell. The trailer, a little trailer thing. We've been talking about doing something like that for a bit, haven't we?
I really like the trailer, which I have not listened to yet because we recorded this before we saw the finished cut, but I'm assuming it's great.
But you folks at home know for sure whether or not it was just good or merely great. Why don't you tweet at us at RJ Storybreak? Do let us know what you think about the new little ending tag. We're trying out some stuff, and that's one of the things that we tried out. We would love to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from you, we did hear from you a little bit this week in terms of fan art. Let's hand the mic over to Will.
Hey guys, it's me, Will, again on
and
the
gals.
Podcast and gals
and everybody else.
We got another poster for our time travel Hitler assassination movie from Dane Sager Kelly, who did this very funny, like, it's like Siri is what caused the problem.
I can see
Siri,
that
I want to go back in time and kill Hitler's 7-year-old. It was very good.
I can
so
see that.
Good job, Dane. Really good poster. And then we also got one for Hungry Hungry Hippos from Andrew Young. They're hungry for adventure is the tagline on that one. These are both up on the Rocket Jump Storybreak Twitter account. So go check them out there and laugh along in real time.
You know what I tried this week that's actually a lot harder than you think? Try just drawing a hippo right now.
Oh, like the hippo, like
just
the
a
bicycle
hippo.
Test?
Just draw a hippo. Right, you have a good idea in your head of what you think it is. Your hands will not do what you want that to do.
I feel like my hippo would look as close to a hippo as my horse would look like to a horse. Like, so, I don't think it's like that much harder than. So not like either of them is the point.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Thank you to MaximumFun.org for having us on their excellent podcast network. Head over to MaximumFun.org and check out all manner of audio-based entertainment that you can fill the void in your lives with, including this show.
I'd also like to thank Yakuza 0 for being the greatest video game of all time that me, Matt, and Freddie are all obsessed with now. So if you haven't played Yakuza 0, go play it. It's great.
Speaking of which, if you want to see me playing Yakuza 0, you can head over to fb.gg, the Facebook streaming site, /rockettojump.com, spelled out D-O-T-C-O-M. That's going to do it for us this week. Thank you again also to Cameron Covell for slicing and dicing these episodes. So until next time, what
is
your
favorite
story break episode? I hope it's this one. Bye, guys.
And rolling.
The news today is terrible, so why not forget about it while listening to Jonah Radio with Cash Hartzell.
Hey, everybody.
Featuring Neil Mahoney.
Also me.
This is a podcast where we play music submitted by a listener. We hang out, we listen to new tunes, and we take submissions at Jonah Radio, R-A-Y-D-I-O, at gmail.com. Come and check us out. We're here anyway.
Yeah, we'll be here.
So, and that's it. Back to your regularly scheduled podcast.